I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Many years down the road, though, Dak's current deal, the one he signed in the offseason, is for 4 years and right now makes him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, though there are dominoes that will drop. We don't know when, but Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, these are just a few of the quarterbacks who are next in line for a big deal should their teams choose to give them a massive free agent contract. And as things go in the NFL, especially when it comes to quarterbacks, but really it's the lay of the land, next man up gets the next fattest deal. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys from Oxnard, California, where he's enjoying training camp and getting to be with the team in person. Dak is not worried about the lat strain on his right arm that's kept him off the practice field the last couple of days. He says if this were the regular season, he would be out there and he would be playing. But for now, it's about being cautious. And he actually took himself off the practice field Wednesday because he didn't like how his throwing shoulder felt. So the MRI showed the strain, no structural damage, and just a situation where he wants to be careful and not aggravate it. And at this point, there's no major sense of urgency, right? At this point, it's him getting acclimated again. It's more about his lower half, his bottom half, and about his leg, and trying to make sure that he goes into the season completely comfortable, confident, but also strong. So yeah, you're disappointed because you can't be out there on the field, but this is not a major deal. And it's also, it's the microcosm when with Dak, you have to think big picture. So when we come to the quarterback news, there's obviously tons of it. There's many quarterback questions. So as we head through the show, we'll let you hear from both Cam Newton and Mac Jones about their relationship in New England and how that's progressing. Tom Brady, former Patriots quarterback, now Super Bowl champ with the Bucs, actually says he feels much more comfortable in year number two in Tampa. Will the Houston Texans have Deshaun Watson as their starting quarterback, or will it be Tyrod Taylor? And Tyrod was talking about Deshaun over the weekend at training camp. Another question about Deshaun is whether or not the NFL steps in before this season begins. And while their investigation is far from over, in fact, Deshaun isn't even set to be deposed until after this season is done. So he's not set to be deposed until February of 22. But the reason I bring up the question again about the NFL and its investigation is because for the first time, there is a woman accusing Deshaun Watson willing to be on camera and tell her story. If you haven't seen this, it's relatively new. I just had a chance. I could not watch the whole 90 minutes of it, but I watched a good chunk of a conversation on YouTube with Nia Reese Lewis Smith. I Googled her. She's all over social media, Instagram primarily, but there's also a Facebook page. She's a licensed cosmetologist, but she had been doing massages as part of her business. And she did an extensive interview with Tasha Kay, who's a YouTube talk show host. After the break, I'll detail some of her accusations of Deshaun. The way I understand it, she's not among the 22 women who filed civil lawsuits. I do not know if she's among the women who has filed a criminal complaint with the Houston Police Department. But against the advice of her attorney, not only did she make a public statement, but she gave her full account of three sessions with Deshaun Watson. But against the advice of her attorney, not only did she make a public statement, but she gave her full account of three sessions with Deshaun Watson. And as I watched, she was very emotional. She was very flustered, upset at reading a police report or a lawsuit. And so I'll share some of that. I'm not going to give you explicit details, so you're going to have to go and check it out yourself if you want. But she is the first woman who's done an on-camera interview about her encounters with Deshaun Watson and the alleged details. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
And so at this point, and you can't hear the question there, but at this point, Tyrod saying the same thing as Coach Culley. They're just playing football. Deshaun's been great. You wouldn't know the difference, except it's impossible to ignore, especially in light of what you will hear a lot more about come Monday, no doubt. For the first time, a woman willing to speak in an on-camera interview about her encounters with Deshaun Watson and his alleged conduct. Against the advice of her attorney. Now, that comes from Amy Dash, who is our Odyssey CBS Sports Radio legal analyst. I hope that we may get her on the show at some time soon, but we've had her on the show before, and she actually drew my attention to this interview. I have never seen Tasha Kay. She is a YouTube talk show host, but you're about to hear of her and more with her and Nia Reese Lewis-Smith, who is a cosmetologist and massage therapist that did a lengthy interview with Tasha that just surfaced on YouTube in the last 24 hours. Again, so Amy drew my attention to it, and I want to share with you some of the details. Certainly you can go find it. It's not difficult. It's my understanding that Nia has not filed a civil lawsuit, though I do not know if she's one of the women who has logged an official complaint with the Houston Police Department. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This young woman, Nia, is willing to be identified. Her name is all over the interview. There was no attempt to disguise her face or her voice. And her story is very similar to what we've seen detailed in some of the lawsuits and as well in other interviews. Now, these are all allegations. There have been no criminal charges filed against Deshaun Watson, so it's important to note that. At this juncture, what he faces are 22 civil lawsuits. Just to clarify, the NFL does not need either criminal charges or a conviction to put a player on the commissioner's exempt list or to suspend or punish a player for what they believe constitutes a violation of behavioral policy. Okay, so the NFL can operate not autonomously because they would get pushback from the NFLPA, and certainly there could be a legal response. Think back to Adrian Peterson, Ray Rice, Tom Brady, not that he's in the same category, but he also did file a lawsuit when it came to Deflategate. So back to Nia. She does a long interview with Tasha Kay, and in it, she says, similar to many of the other women, she first was contacted by Deshaun on Instagram, and she said she had no idea who he was because she doesn't follow sports. Her friends tried to tell her, oh my gosh, that's Deshaun Watson, and she said, okay, who's he? So she claims to have no knowledge of who he was, only could tell that he had, I don't know how many followers he has, but he has a lot of followers. I'm not on Instagram. And so she said her friends clued her in, told her who he was, and said, you have to take this, you have to take this. Her boss, the manager at the salon parlor where she works, also really wanted her to take the massage because it's good business for their parlor. So she goes into the first massage session, and she said there were times when it was uncomfortable. There were times when he was brushing up against her or he was touching her in ways that she felt was inappropriate, and that he was asking for her to massage areas of his body that she normally doesn't massage. And he was very specific in his requests around his midsection. And so that was the first massage session. Again, he was asking for specific areas of his midsection to be touched and to be massaged. And she initially thought, okay, maybe the reason that he's reaching out to me, someone that is unknown, is because he doesn't want it to get out that he has this, she didn't call it a fetish, but that he has this specific request that's odd. And I'll just let you go and look up the YouTube video, or if you want, there are write-ups all over the internet now. Her name is Nia Reese Lewis-Smith, and the interviewer was Tasha Kay. And she explicitly outlines what he asked for. So that was in the first massage session, allegedly, according to Nia. But she felt like when he reached out to her for a second massage session, that maybe it was just because he wanted to keep it private and it was something that he wanted in a massage session, and that maybe it was just a little weird. She called it weird, but that there was no harm in it. So she thought she would give it another try. In the second massage session, she claims that Deshaun was, again, touching her a lot more to the point where she kept backing away. And Tasha Kay asked her what he said, if there was any acknowledgement that he had touched her in an inappropriate way or that he was sorry. And Nia said over and over, she would back away and Deshaun's response would be, what? In, I guess, a playful manner. But Nia said, as though you know you've done something wrong, but you're trying to kind of head it off there. What? Again, these are all allegations from a woman who's done an on-camera interview on YouTube with Tasha Kay. She also said that in the second session, he had an erection and he was asking her to do things to him, including give him oral sex. And so she said she actually cut the session short. It was supposed to be an hour. She felt like the hour was dragging. And she said after 45 minutes, I couldn't stand it anymore and I had to get out of there. And so her allegations are that he had his hands all over her, that his requests were that she give him oral sex, and that it was so awkward and so unlike any other massage session she's been in that she cut it short after 45 minutes. Now, because I was trying to listen to as much as possible for the show, I didn't get to her reasoning or explanation for why she took a third massage session, but she did, and I listened to this part from this young woman. She said in the third session she had with him, he actually asked her multiple times to have sex and said, I brought a condom. Now, we know from other young women who filed lawsuits, there are some who admit to having sex with Deshaun Watson. They claim they felt pressure to do so. Of course, Rusty Hardin, who is Deshaun's attorney, has indicated that all of the sex, all of the contact was consensual, that none of it was forced. None of it was coerced. None of it was out of fear, so to speak. So this young woman goes on to say she kind of realized, uh-oh, it's going to be my word against his if I attempt to do anything about it, because she really didn't have much other than Instagram messages and text messages to corroborate their three massage sessions. But you should go and listen to it. I think she comes across as credible, but she has not filed any type of a civil lawsuit. And at this point, it's still a he said, she said. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.